Okay, today's daf Yud Beis. We're still on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We're just saying unrelated statements that Ula said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. And this is the last one. And here we go. The Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Hilchasa, the halacha is, Govin Minho Avadim. You can collect from Avadim. Why can you collect from Avadim? Because Ula in the name of Rabbi Elazar held that Avadim are like Karka. Just like you can collect from Karka, right? So too, you can collect from Avadim. That's the statement. Somebody owes you money, they don't have, you can take their land, you can also take their slaves. Very simple. It's getting a little more complicated. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ula. Rav Nachman says to Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Afilu Miyasmi? Even from the Yisomim? In other words, the father dies, leaves over a bunch of children. The debts are all with Achrayus, meaning they all had liens. So the children are going to be responsible for their father's debt because there was land. Now the children inherited land. There is no land, only Avadim. Can the person who's owed the money take the Avadim away from the Yisomim? That's a question. The Gemara says, no, lo, no, minei, only from him himself. So the Gemara says, minei? From him himself? Afilu miglima dal kaspe. Can he even take the shirt off his back? The guy himself owes you the money, doesn't want to pay? If we're talking about Yisomim, Olakuchos, right? Then already, only land. Right? Because land, we're going to say, it's recorded, right? Everyone knows about it, right? I sell a pen to you. And I have $10. You can come take that pen from you? Of course not. Can you take the pen from me? Of course you can. Can you take my coat? Right? So what do you mean that Avadim doesn't apply to the Yisomim? Only to him. Anything applies. Even shirts. Even my shirt off my back. I feel a gleam of that cosplay. Even the coat on his shoulders applies to the actual Balchov himself. So the Gemara says, no. Hacho Mayeskina. You know what's going on here? Sha'asahu apotiki. He made the Eved into an apotiki. In other words, when he borrowed money, he said, listen, I don't know if I'm going to have money to pay you back. I don't know. So you know what? I don't have land even. That Eved, you see that Eved over there? That Eved you could have. I'm designating. You can collect that loan from that Eved. As the Machlokas we've shown him, do you have to tell Reuben doesn't have any money? Reuben says that I need to borrow money from Shimon. Shimon, if I don't have the money, apotiki. You can take that Eved away. So the Machlokas, can Shimon take the Eved without asking Reuben for the cash? Or that's only if he doesn't have any kit. What if he has cash? That's a machlokas. Fine. That's what's going on here. Reuven designated an apotiki. So the shaila becomes, does that work for the Yisomim? There's a big machlokas over here. Between Rashi and Tosmos. Kidi Rava. Dama Rava. Rava said, Ose avdo apotiki. If you make your Eved into an apotiki, umachru, balchov, amachru, and then you sold it, balchov, go behind menu. The Balchov can collect the Eved. Shor apotiki. What if I made my ox into an apotiki? What if I made my ox into an apotiki? I could do that? That's a great ox. If I don't have the cash, take the ox. So, umachro, and then you sold the ox. Ein bezin, go behind menu. Bezin cannot collect from that ox. Right? Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Says to Shimon, you know what? If I don't have the money, take the ox. Then Reuven sells the ox to Levi. Now, can Shimon take the ox away from Levi? Absolutely not. My time, why not? Ha, it's lekala, v'ha less lekala. Because, you know why not? Because who knows an ox? There's no voice. There's no news. There's no notice. When it says land, we say there's notice. When there's even avadim, there's notice. It's a big deal. Oxen? No notice. Why should Levi? Right, that's what we always say. When you buy land, you have to investigate. Well, who does this guy owe money to? Because they're going to come take the land away from me. You have to investigate. I have to investigate who sold everything now. Right? Levi's, should I buy the ox from him? Well, who does he owe money to? That's crazy. No one knows about it. There's no notice about such a thing. Therefore, there's no such thing as an apotiki by oxen. And huadin, other metalton. Okay? So, Rebbe Ula said in the name of Rebbe Lazar, that you can collect from Avodim. Why? Because he held that Avodim had the din of Karka. Reb Nachman said a question, Afilu Miyasmi? And he said, no, not Miyasmi, only from him himself. Right? And then Reb Nachman said, then what's the chiddush of that? He take the shirt off his back from himself. The chiddush is not a potik. Okay, fine. Now, Lubasa did not talk after Nachman left the room. Amalahu Ula. Ula says, Hachi Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said to me, Afilu Miyasmi, even from the Yisomim. Why? Because Ula held, and Rabbi Lazar held, that Avadim is so much like Karka, that it even transfers to the Yisomim. Okay? So much. Amar of Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, he found out that Ula waited until Rav Nachman left to say that. So Rav Nachman says, Ishtamtin Ula, right? Ula's evading me, right? He doesn't want to face up to me. Rashi says, why not? Because Nishmat Mimeni, he's hiding from me. Viyare, he's afraid. Mishum Desvirulei Uvzukim Metalatilin Dhamma, because he knows I hold that Avadim are like Metalatilin. Umishyare Hu Shema Akavcheno Behalachas Vakushas. I'm going to get him, I'm going to best him with all my proofs. Ula was afraid of me. He's afraid I'm going to prove him wrong. So he waited until I left to say that bit's a big chiddush. He waited until I left.
It has a call? Why does it have a call?
According to who?
According to Ula.
According to Ula, it does. According to Reb Nachman, whether or not it has a call is irrelevant. It's a metalphor.
No, yeah, but it's
still... Oh, so then if it's an apotheke, that's a mach... Okay, fine. If it's an apotheke, Reb Nachman might agree. Because then it does have a call, and Reb Nachman might agree. But the point is it has a call. The point is he holds it like metalphor. And now,
to
free the evidence, he's a full-fledged Jew.
Can't
do that. I don't know if he could do that. I don't know. I don't know what would happen in such a case.
Right.
Yeah, then he's free, but he's not supposed to. I don't know what would happen. Probably can't. Right. Now, hahu uvda ben Aharda. There was a story like that in Aharda. The Agvu Daini, ben Aharda, and the judges in Aharda ruled that the person who was owed the money could collect from the Eved. He could take the Eved away. Why? Because they obviously held that it's metalpolis. It's karka. Uvda de Pumpadisa. Same thing happened in Pumpadisa. The Adbeir of Chana Bar Bizna. And Chana Bar Bizna ruled same exact way. That they could collect from an Eved because an Eved didn't have karka.
Even without designating
as a that I'm not sure. I think so. Because it's like no different than karka. Amalu of Nachman. Rav Nachman heard that. You know what he said to Chana Bar Bizna? Zil Ahaduru. Go return that. Go return that slave. You undo that judgment. And if not, magvina luchu lapadnaichu. I'm going to take your house away. I'm going to sell your house to pay back that guy. Why? Because you're wrong. You're dead wrong. The halacha is, Rashi, Tosos points out, the little Tosos there, zilu ahadru, chashiv luhu ketob dvar mishnah. You know, there's two ways that a judge can make a mistake. He could thinking it over, the three of them, three on in the back and forth, what should we do? And they make a mistake in judgment. They really shouldn't have held that way. That's one kind of mistake. If they make a mistake like that, they're not really liable. There's another kind of mistake. There's a Beferish Mishnah that says one thing. Beferish Shulchan Aruch says one thing, and they rule somewhere else. Tobit Var Mishnah. The judge has to be out of his own pocket now. He blew it. That's a big mistake. Okay? So Rav Nachman said to them, you mamash made a huge mistake. You went against the Mishnah. If you don't undo it, we'll sell your house. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbah Rav Nachman. So Rabbah says to Rav Nachman, Ha'ula, what do you mean made a mistake? Ula's on his side. Ha Rav Elazar, Ha Dan Din Aharda, Ha Rav Chana Bar Bizna. All these people agree with him. Mar Kaman Sirlei, who do you hold like Rav Nachman? That Avodim are like Metalphalin, who do you hold like? So Amalei, and Amman Sneezni Yadana. I have a Beferish Mishnah. What's a Mishnah? The Tarni Avimi. Avimi held. A Pruzbul is Chal al Hakarka. Pruzbul, what's Pruzbul? Pruzbul is I owe money. A Shemitah is coming. But I know that Shemitah is going to cancel the loan. Right? So, and I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to happen because I know people won't lend me money before Shemitah. If the Shemitah, they're not going to get it back. So it benefits everybody. It benefits the rich to able to to lend, and it benefits the poor, they're able to borrow. So a prizbul is a way to allow loans to be collected even though Shemitah comes. How does it work? It works that basically the loan is attached to land. Since land is always present, it's as if it's already partially paid back, and we're going to view it as if it's paid back already, even though it's not paid back yet, but since it's attached to land. So can a prizbul work on land? A prizbul has to work on land. And then behold, even if you don't own land, right? That's why the prizbul will say that Bezin's mocking you some land. And it's as if it's already paid back. So he says as follows. Prizbul al karka, ve'enecha al avadim. Prizbul works on karka, it doesn't work on slaves. If it doesn't work on slaves, it's not land. It's very simple. It's a very short Mishnah. Right? Now more so, metaltalin niknim in hakarka, metaltalin can be purchased with karka, ve'ena niknim in avadim. You can't buy, you want to buy an eved, right? On the eved, the eved's wearing a necklace. You buy the necklace, agav buying the eved? Of course not. But what if there's a huge piece of land, and on the land's a tractor? Can I buy the tractor on the while it's attached to the land? Of course you can do such a thing. So what do you see? Only karka has that right. Eved's not like karka. So simply not. Metaltalin niknim im akarka, ve'ein niknim in avadim. Says Rav Nachman, that's why I held like I held. So the Gemara says, let's say it's a machlokes tanoim, whether or not avadim are like metaltalin or not. It's a machlokes tanoim. Why? Kitanoi. Machalo avadim v'karkos. If I sold somebody land and avadim, hichzik ba'avadim, if you made a chazaka in the avadim, however you make a chazaka in avadim, you did it. Lo kana karkos. That doesn't give you a chazaka in the karka. There's no kinyan in the karka. Why not? Because they're unrelated things. Making a kinyan in the avadim has nothing to do with making a kinyan in the land. Be karkos, and just all the way around. If you make a chazaka in the land, lo kana avadim, that doesn't give you a right to own the avadim. You didn't make a kinyan in the avadim yet. Karkos umetaltalin. What about karka and metaltalin? So now, it depends. Hichzik bekarka, if you make a chazaka in the karka, kana metaltalin. You are kona those metaltalin. You make a chazaka in the land, you do own that tractor on the land. You do. Bimetaltalin, you make a chazaka just in the tractor, lo kana karka. That doesn't give you the right to the karka. You make a chazaka in the karka. You make a kinyan in the karka. Avadim umetaltalin. What if you're buying avadim and metaltalin? Hichzik ba'avadim. You make a chazaka in the avadim. Lo kana metaltalin. It doesn't give you the right to the metaltalin. Bimetaltalin. Lo kana ba'avadim. And if you make a chazaka in the metaltalin, it doesn't give you a kinyan in the avadim. Why? Because they're unrelated. What do you see from here? Avadim are not like mekarka. They're not like metaltalin either. But they're not like karka. They're their own item. If I want to buy a pen and a pencil, and the king on the pen, do I own the pencil? No. So I want to buy a vodim and a metaltalin, and an eved and a pencil, and the king on the pencil. That gives me a right to the eved? Of course not. We're going to get to that in a minute. V'hatanya, that's one brisa. V'hatanya, and we learned elsewhere, hechzik ba'avodim, kana metaltalin. If you make a chazaka in the eved, you do acquire the metaltalin. What do you see? It's a beferisha. Machlokes tanoim, my love b'hakabiflegi. What's going on? The Mar Savar, the second brisa that we mentioned says avadim kimakaridoin. Avadim alai karka. Umar Savar and the first brisa held avadim kimetaltalin dami. The avadim alai metaltalin. Now we're gonna have two ways to answer the stira, two versions of Rav Ikka. Amar Rav Ikka b'reid Rav Ami. Rav Ikka b'reid Rav Ami says no. Here's how we're gonna answer the stira. The kuliyama. Avadim kimakar koidoi. Everybody holds land is like karka. Everybody holds that way. What? I'm sorry. What did I say? Land? The kuliyama avadim kimakar koidoi. Everybody holds avadim is like land. Vahaditana kana shapir. The second brisa that said it works. That brisa said it's good. That doesn't mean that's not a problem. Now, vahaditanya lo kana. What about the first brisa that said that you can't do it? You know why? Because ba'inan de karka dumya de arumitsaras bi Yehuda. In order for this to work, we need to have karka that resembles the fortified cities of Yehuda. And Avadim does not resemble such a thing. That pasuk in Navi, which talks about Yehoshaphat, King Yehoshaphat being kone items with land, was talking about real cities. So only when it comes to real land, not Avadim. Are Avadim like land? Yes, they are like land. But you cannot be kone kinyan agav with Avadim. Why not? A whole separate reason. Because it doesn't resemble the cities of Yehuda. Delo naidi, which don't move. Ditanya, ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that says in Kedushin, that is in Kedushin, yes. Nechasim, she'ein lahem achrayis. Nechasim that do not have achrayis, meaning metaltolin. Nitim in nechasim she'esh lahem achrayis. Can be acquired derech agav with items that do have achrayis, such as land. Bekesef shtar bechazaka. Bekesef shtar bechazaka. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah says, Amar Kra, because it says in Malachim, it says that it's actually Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Vayitein Lahem Avihem Matanos Rabos, his father gave him a lot of presents. Kesef, Zav, gold, silver, Ulmigdanos, and delicacies. Im Arei Mitzaros B'Yehuda, with the Arei Mitzaros B'Yehuda. So according to the first version, Avadim are Karka. So why can't Avadim acquire metal and derech agav? Because it's moved. Avadim move. Right? Unlike Karka, which doesn't move. Ika di Amri, another version says the exact opposite. Amr of Ika Bridge of Idi, the Kulyama Avde Kimatatli Dami. No. Everybody holds Avadim are like metal. Everybody holds like that. Nab Hadatani Lokana Shaper. So the first Brisa that said that you can't acquire Avadim Metaltalin, that makes a lot of sense. It doesn't work. It's not metaltalin, it's metaltalin. Hadatanya Kana. The second Brisa that said it did work. Why did it work? Because Ba'odonalov, he was wearing them. So when you buy an Eved, you don't buy the shirt he's wearing. Of course you do. He's wearing it. Ba'odonalov. V'chi odin alav ma'ihave, and if he's wearing it, big deal, he's wearing it. So what? Chatzer mahaleches he. He's considered a chatzer that's moving. The chatzer mahaleches lo kana, and we have a din that a chatzer mahaleches is not kone. V'chi tem ba'ome, and if you want to tell me when he's standing still, v'ha amar Rava said, kol she'ilu mahalech lo kana. Omed v'yoshiv lo kana. If something would be moving, you can't acquire it. Why? Because it's a chatzah mahaleches, and chatzah mahaleches can't be acquired. Then it doesn't make a difference if he's sitting down or if he's standing still. Either way, they cannot be acquired. V'hilchasa, so the only way you can acquire such an eved is bekapos, if he's tied up. So he can't move. So if he's tied up, it'll work. So it must be the eved was tied up. Okay? V'ha tanya, but we learned. Now, the second brisa that we brought down, we only brought down one line of that brisa. The line was, Hichzik ba'avadim, kana metaltalin. If you acquire, make a kinyan in avadim, you acquire the metaltalin. That's the only thing the brisa said. Now the Gemara says, Bahatanya, but that brisa says more. You know what else it said? It said, Hichzik ba'karka, kana avadim. If you make a chazaka in karka, you can also acquire the avadim. Right? What's the kasha there? Hichzik bekarka kana avadim. So what's the kasha? Right. And the first price said it doesn't work. Right, exactly. So the Gemara said, Hasam, there, in that second price, ba'omdin besocha, he's standing in the land. Michlal, which means, dahai lo kana, in the case where he doesn't work, kisha ein omdim besocha, he's not standing on the land. Ha nicha lahach lishna. This makes sense according to the second version, the Amar of Ika Breder of Ami Avde Kimataltali Dami, that Avadim are like Metaltalim. Hainu, therefore, the omdim besocha in, if you're in it, good, ilo lo, if not, not. But according to the version that said, Avadim, I like land. Lamali on the Mesocha. Why do you have to be on the land? Ha'amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Machalo Eser Sados Be'eser Medinos. If I sell you 10 pieces of land in 10 different countries, Kiven shehichzik ba'achas mehen. Once you make a chazaka on one, kana kulam. You acquire all nine. Why? Why you acquire all ten? Why? Because land is all contiguous. Even if there are rivers and oceans in it, it's all contiguous, all land. So I don't have to acquire all ten. One's enough to give me the rights to all ten. So too, why does the eved have to be on the land? If the eved is a din of land, it's all contiguous. So if I acquire one piece, I acquire the eved too. Why does the eved have to be on the land? So the Gemara says, and according to you, that doesn't hold that way. And if you hold Avadim on Metalatl and Lamali Omid Besocha, why does it have to be on the land? Ha, Kaimalan, we learn, Dilo Be'in and Tziburin. We don't have a din of being tied, of being bundled up in order for Kenyan Agav to work. We don't acquire, we don't hold from that. So why does it have to be on the land? Ella, Ma Itzlechol Meimar, what are you going to tell me? Shiny Metalatl Denaidi? Mi Metalatl Denaidi? Obviously, movable metalatlin must be different than non-movable metalatlin. Hachanami, so too. Shani mikarkoi denaidi, mikarkoi delonaidi. Karka that moves must be treated differently than karka that doesn't move. Therefore, avadim are different. Avde mikarkoi denaidi hu. Avadim that move are considered, avadim are considered movable. And the Gemara says, hasam sadna da'ara chadhu. All land is all one. And therefore, by Shmuel's case, you only have to make a kinyan on one piece of land. You're going to acquire all ten. Why? Because all land is considered contiguous. By Avadim, it's not true, and therefore the Avadim have to be on the land. Okay? Now, everything I said was only talking about, so now how do we, what's the bottom line? Bottom line, are Avadim like land or not? So the way it comes down is as follows. If it's a dinda araisa, that everybody holds avadim are like land. The only shaila is when it comes to a din derabanan. When it comes to a din derabanan, are avadim like land? So when it's a din deraisa, everybody holds avadim are like land. When it's a din derabanan, that's a machlokas. Ula, Rebbe Lazar, the Naharda, Rebbe Chanan bar Bizna, all hold it's like land. And Rav Nachman is the only one who held it's like metalatlin, and that's how we paskin. We paskin like Rav Nachman that when it comes to derabanans, avadim are like metalatlin. Four nafkaminas between the two of them. Number one, let's say you owe something that's only midrabanan. I have a sheep with midrabanan. Can I collect from the avadim? According to everybody else, yes. According to Rav Nachman, no. Prusbul. That's a dindirabanan, a prusbul. Can you write a prusbul on avadim? According to everybody else, yes. According to Rav Nachman, no. Right? Rav Nachman had that mishnah that backed him up. Next, Kinyan Agav, that's Dirabanan. Kinyan Agav on a Dirabanan. So again, according to everybody else, it would work. According to Rav Nachman, it would not work. Because he holds it's like Metalkalon. Let's assume it is. And the last one was, okay, we'll leave it. Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, that's it. Yeah. Why? Because you're saying, what if you sell something in America and you sell something in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
Right? So the Atlantic Ocean separates. But we consider, so maybe it's only talking about in one continent. Right? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
How do the case of the Rus, you like to put the money, you want to acquire the land, so you'll acquire Rus with that. That was the first proposition that if you go to. A person.
Or an, she's a person.
Right, with
land? I don't know. Maybe it was the right to marry her? By Ruth? Maybe it was just the right. You have the right to marry her. I don't know. Let's look at that.
With that, it was a simon that you...
Yeah, that what? It was a simon that you're the husband? That you're going to be the husband? That you,
it was like
that it's Yibum? I don't know. Okay. Came just in time. I've had the two dots. On my base. This is not easy Gemara either. It's actually it's very hard Gemara. Now, the Mishnah said as follows. Nechasim she'ein behem me'ila. If nechasim don't have me'ila, then there is such a thing as nezikin. But if nechasim have me'ila, then there's no nezikin. What's me'ila? Me'ila is things that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, you are not allowed to have any hanah from. If you're over me'ila on purpose, you get malchus. If you're over me'ila b'shogig, you have to bring a carbon. Okay? There are two things that are not in the category of me'ila. Number one, is things that are attached to the ground. There's no me'ila on karka of that belongs to Hekdesh. Hekdesh owns a field, and you damage it, that's not me'ila. Therefore, you're going to have to pay for that field. The patur of Hekdesh doesn't apply to karka. I'm sorry. There's no me'ila by karka. Therefore, the patur that me'ila is an out for you doesn't apply by karka either. The second thing where there's no me'ila is, which is a machlokas about this, machlokas tanayim about kudshim kalim. I donate a shlomim, it's a kudshim kalim. The animal's walking around. Is there a din of me'ila on that? Rav Yossi says, no, there is not. Therefore, if that animal does damage, or if I damage an animal, am I going to have to pay? Absolutely. Everybody agrees. Once you shecht the animal and do zrikas hadam, there is me'ila on the meat. No question about that. The only shaila is when it's alive. When it's alive, there's a machlokas.
There's no me'ila on the meat, because then you're allowed to eat the meat.
Which is a machlokas. What if I'm not one of the bailim, and I go ahead and sell it? I go ahead and play with it. Am I over me'ila? That's everyone agrees you are. Right? We're going to get to that about eating it. We're going to get to that. Now, it says the Gemara, it's very, 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 very mekitzer words here. The Gemara says, me'ilahu delespahu. There's no me'ilah that you're not going to, me'ilahu delespahu. Only when there's no me'ilah. Only when there is, one second, Rashi says it. Me'ilahu, debi'inan, me'ilahu delo, delespahu. Ha mekadche, ha mikdash, mekadche. Look at Rashi, how he explains what that means. Me'ilahu, the first kidding line. Me'ilahu debi'inan delo lahavi behu nechasim shani chayev binazakin. Only when there's me'ila. Ha, e, less behu me'ila. But if there is no me'ila, af agaf, even though the mikdash kadshi, even though it's holy, chayev binazakin, your chayev, kigon, kadshim kalim, she'en behem me'ila, mechayim, which are not me'ila when they're alive, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ela be'e murin, lachas rikas dam, kidegarsina be'mesechtas me'ila. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. What if you damage something that is Kodesh, but there is no Me'ila? What's that? Kachim Kalim. Asks Tosvos, why don't we say, what's that? Karka. Why don't we say Karka? Didn't I just tell you that there's no Me'ila on Karka? So why don't we say we're talking about damaging land? So Tosvos answers. It's Poshet. It's the Tosvos of Man. Mantana. Klomar. Pshitale. It's obvious. The low ball of my hayakdeshos, the less pool, the mila kagon karka. I don't have to tell you that. The kivan, the hasam, nichse gavoa, me'ila, lomaila, velomoredas. Because there's no, it's so obvious that that belongs to Hekdesh. Even though there's no me'ila, one second, how do we explain that to us? The Rebbeinu Peretz explains it better, that, it's obvious that if you're Makdish Karka, you're going to be putter. Why? If there's no Me'ila? The answer is, because there's no Shaykhis at all that this land should somehow be Re'ehu. There's no possibility that it could be Re'ehu. Why? It belongs completely to Hekdesh. Only by Kachim Kalam is there a Re'ehu aspect. So the Tosos of Ben Parrot says, that's what the Tosos means to say. Only by Ashar is there a Re'ehu aspect. What's the Re'ehu aspect? We're going to see in a minute. How it's really Re'ehu, even though it's a carbon. It's a very unusual type of carbon, Kachim Kalim, and therefore there's both aspects. By land, there's no Me'ila, true. But there's no Shaykhis that it could be Re'ehu. Therefore you're going to be Pater. Okay? So what's the case? The case is Kachim Kalim. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Man Tana, who is the Tana who holds that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kachim Kalim, Ba'aliba de Rabbi Yossi Hadalili. Kachim Kalim, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who says, Mamon Bailim Hu. Kachim Kalim is yours. So if an animal that's yours, that you designate to be Kachim Kalim, does damage, or you damage it, you're going to be Chayiv. Why? It's considered by Ehu. It's your money. The Tanya, how does Rabbi Yossi really know that? So he learns it out of a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, now, the Pasuk uses the word Me'ila, but it has nothing to do with Me'ila. The Pasuk says, Umala Mal Bashem. The full Pasuk is, Nefesh kisecheta, if a person will sin, umal amal b'Hashem, he's going to do an aveir against Hashem, v'chicheish ba'amiso b'pikadon, he's going to deny that he has a pikadon. Right? Guys, where's that pen that you lent me? What pen? Where's the pen I asked you to watch for me? What pen? I never heard of a pen. Right? V'nishba al ha-sheker. And then he's going to swear and be false about it. Right? So the Gemara says, L'rabos kodshim kalim. That means a guy denies that he's watching kodshim kalim. Shehein memono. That's considered your money. Dibbe Rabbi Yossi ha-Galili. That's Rabbi Yossi ha-Galili. That the denial, the din, all the dinim of denying a pikadon apply to kachim kalim as well. So what do you see? It's mamon of yours, your money. Otherwise, it's Hekdesh's loss. But we don't say that. We say it's your loss, according to Rabbi Yossi ha-Galili. Ay, dehatnan. Dibbe Rabbi Yossi ha-Galili. That's Rabbi Yossi ha-Galili's vart, right? Fine. Tosfos HaRosh says that it's a little bit of a stretch, no? To say that by denials of pikadon, we hold it's yours. Maybe only there it's yours. Who's to say that it's yours regarding the zikin? We're making that stretch. It's yours for denying a pikadon. It's yours for everything. Okay, fine. Vatnan. But we learned in the Mishnah says hamakarish bechelko. If somebody is makarish a woman with his chelik of a karbon, kohen. He's got lechem upon him. He's mekadesh an isha with that. Bein kachay kachim, bein kachay kalim. Whether it's kachay kachim or kachay kalim, ain't a mekudeshes. That does not work. You cannot be mekadesh an isha with kachim kachim or kachim kalim. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, it's your money. It's yours. Why can't you be mekadesh an isha with it? Why not? Lema, the local Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Obviously, that Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Because according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, it's Mamon Pailim. So the Gemara says, no. Afilu tein Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. You can even say this Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Ki am Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Michayim. Ki kar Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. When did Rabbi Yossi HaGalili say it's yours? Michayim. When it's alive. Aval achar shchita. But after it's shechted. Afilu Rabbi Yossi HaGalili mode. Even Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says that what? That it's not yours. Why not? Because it's been shechted already. Moda, dechin kazachu, mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Once you shecht it, what gives you the right now to go ahead and eat it? Hashem. Really, it belongs to Hashem. Hashem doesn't eat. Hashem doesn't need to eat. It's his table. Hashem has a big table. He's got a big mizbeah. Once you shecht it belongs to him, Hashem says, come partake. Kahanim can eat that stuff. The Baalim can eat that stuff. Some stuff nobody can eat. It stays on the mizbeah. Hashem divvies it out. Is it yours? Of course not. Can you be Kaddish and Isha with it? Of course not. Is there Me'ila? Of course there's Me'ila. Only when it's alive, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says it doesn't belong to Hashem. It belongs to Hekdesh. So what goes on? What's going on here? You donated an animal. You donated an animal. I bring an animal to Kachim Kalim. And then what happened? Can you be Kaddish and Isha with it? According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili? Yes. Until Shechted, you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. No? Es, the Ksos, Bam Kasha. How could you be Mekadosh and Isha with a carpet? Isn't a carpet Aser Bahanah? It's Aser Bahanah.
No, hen was part of the carbon.
Before you Shechted.
Before you Shechted,
yeah. It's a carbon. So good at Kutchim Kalim. It's a Shlomim. How could you be Mekadosh and Isha with a Shlomim? It's Aser Bahanah. It's a Bam Kasha. It's such a bomb kasha that the Ksof didn't even have an answer to that kasha.
Future value?
Oh, he says, you can't tell me it's future value. Right now. There's no such thing as future value. Right now. Is this carbon Aser Bahanah? 1,000%. How can you be Mekadosh Nishu with it? What, I'm going to be Mekadosh now with the future meat she's going to be able to eat? No, we don't say that. I can be Mekadosh with a carbon right now. How can you do that? He didn't answer that question. So Shimon Shkop came along and said as follows. There's two types of Isser Hanah. There's something that the Torah says, I don't want this thing in the world. For example, chametz. You have to destroy it. Basar b'chalav. You have to bury, destroy it. Klayim. Things that avodah zarah has to be destroyed. The Torah does not want those things existing in the world. Those things have no value. Why do they have no value? Because they're asar b'hanah. They're asar b'hanah, but Hashem wants them gone. Then you have other things that are asar b'hanah. But they're only Aser Bahanah because they're using a mitzvah out of it. For example, a sukkah. We say a sukkah is Aser Bahanah. What, you can't be Mekadosh Nishu with a sukkah? You bring over the canvas, you wrap it up, and you be Mekadosh with it. It's worth Shavu Pruta. It's worth hundreds of dollars. It's Aser Bahanah. The only when we say tefillin. Tefillin are Aser Bahanah. What, you can't give me a Kaddish Yishuv with a pair of tefillin? It's worth $1,000. Of course you give me a Kaddish Yishuv. It's also b'hana. Yeah, it's also b'hana, only in the sense that you can't do something that's going to ruin the mitzvah with it. A sukkah is also b'hana. You can't now go ahead and destroy it and take yourself out of it. You don't have a sukkah anymore. In that respect, also b'hana. Right? In that respect, also b'hana. What? It's also b'hana, like I have to destroy it? Of course not. Tefillin? Yeah, it's also b'hana to do a bizarion out of it. To make a bizarion with it. To do some bizionos. That's also b'hana. You have to treat them special. Can you recognize Janisha? 100%. Same thing with the carbon. Well, it's also b'hana. Of course not. It's also b'hana in the sense that I have to treat it respectfully. Can I be Mekadosh and Isha with it? Yeah. No question. That's how he answers that problem. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Umechayim mi Omar? Did the rule of Rabbi Yochanan said, that according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, if a Kudshim Kalim, if a carbon is alive, then what's the din? Its din is its bialim, belongs to you. Umechayim yomar, is that really true? Vahatnan, but we learned, Bechor mochrin oso tam chai. A Bechor, which belongs to a Kohen, was allowed to be sold to, Rashi says, another Kohen. The Kohen had the right to sell a Bechor that was a tam, didn't have a mum, and chai, it was still alive. Okay? Rashi says, Tam Chai, Bechor Mokhman also, Bizman Azeh. Only Bizman Azeh. There's no Beit HaMikdash. Kedemuki Lon Lakamon. Hakahanim Mokhman also, Lekohen. Bizman Azeh, only to a Kohen. Only to a Kohen. So the Mepharshim says, Tup Shatim. The Rashash says, because only Kahanim know how not to, even if you're going to sell it, you have a lot of halachas. You can't shear a Bechor, it has Kedusha. You can't work it. So only Kahana really knows those halachas so well. So we don't want to sell it to a non-Kohen. The Marshal says, because there's a machlokas in Temura, whether you can sell it to a Yisrael. So we wanted to say everybody holds you can sell it to a Kohen. Okay. Ubalmum chai. What if it's a balmum? What if the animal, the Bechor has a mum? Then chai vishachot. Then it makes no difference whether it's chai or shachot. Could be alive or dead. Doesn't make a difference. Makdishin bo'et ha'isha. And you can be makadish and isha with it. V'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rabba Bar Ravua. And Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Ravua, Lo shanu ela b'char b'zman hazeh. That's only true b'zman hazeh. Why? The kivon d'lo chazi l'hakrafa. Since it's not fit to be brought on the mizbeach, it's lahu l'kahanim z'chi agabe. The kahanim can have it, they have it themselves. So what happens? We don't want Bechoris being born today, because if a Bechor is born, there's nothing you can do with it. I once saw a picture of a Bechor, what to do with it. They make every animal, they make a shittif with a goy. Then there's no din of Bechor. If an animal is born today that's a Bechor in Eretz Yisrael, you have to not let it shear it and you're not allowed to work it. I once saw it. I once saw a Bechor. They had a picture of it in the Hamodia. The whole thing was covered with hair. They're never allowed to cut it. You can't cut the hair. It's almost cruel. That's the halacha. So they try never to have such a Bechor. Then they wait for it to get a mum. So they never try to have such a thing. So they always have a shittah with a goy today. But what the Gemara is saying is that Rav Nachman said that's only true bizman hazeh. Why? There's no Beit HaMikdash. Therefore, it's lo chazi lahakrava. Therefore, it belongs to the Kahanim. Asks the Brisker Rav, what do you mean it's lo chazi lahakrava? What if the Beit HaMikdash gets built? What do you mean it's lo chazi lahakrava? What if the Beit HaMikdash gets built? It's chazi lahakrava. Go bring it. So the Brisker Rav says no. The point is, really, it always belongs to the Kahanim. It always belongs to them. But if there's a Beis HaMikdash, their right to keep it is superseded by the right to bring it for a carbon. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, so they can keep it. Avol b'zman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, but when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the chazi lahakrava, go bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Lo, you weren't allowed to sell it. Now Eishvei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav says to Rav Nachman, wait a minute. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to deny somebody's pekadon, umol mol b'shem, and Rav Yosef Glili said, l'rabas kachim kalim, shehim emono, divi Rav Yosef Glili. So what do you mean? Isn't a bechor kachim kalim? A bechor is kachim kalim. So what do you mean it can't be sold? Bizman beis hamikdash. Rav Yosef Glili said, it's yours. Why can't it be sold? So Umashani Ravina comes along and says, no, we're talking about Bechor b'chutz la'aretz. A Bechor b'chutz la'aretz, v'liba de Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, the Amar who says, im bo temimim yakrivu, that that if a Bechor was born in Chutz La'aretz, Rav Shimon held, L'chadchila, stay in Chutz La'aretz, stay home, don't bring it. There's no din of bringing a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, only Eretz Yisrael. If you brought it, Tamimim, and has a Tamimim, yeah, great, we'll be back with it. But V'im, yeah, if you brought it, fine. But L'chadchila, lo. L'chadchila, don't bring it. Don't bring it. Now we're back to the question. V'im Isa, and if it's true, that what? If what's true? If it's true that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili holds that it's always considered mamon bailim, then dechi amar Rabbi Yossi HaGalili mamono hu mechayim. Right? Why do we have to answer the stira and say that we're talking about chutz la'aretz, har Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, har Rabbanan? Just say it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi HaGalili and the Rabbanan. Since we didn't give that answer, what answer did we give? We gave the answer of chutz la'aretz. Obviously, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili does not hold his shita across the board. That's the whole kasha. And the Gemara answers, no, matnas kahuna kamarta. You're talking about Bechor? Bechor is different. You know why? Shani matnas kahuna. The ki kazachu mishulchan gavoh kazachu. That comes from Hashem. The minute the animal is born, it has kedusha. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says, when do I say my din? That kachim kalam is mamun bailim. That's all. If you go to the store and you say, you know what, I love Hashem, I want to bring a shlum. There, that one I'm going to bring, and you pay for it, and hereby it becomes a shlum. That's what Rabbi Yossi said is din. True, you said you're going to bring a carbon, but it's only kachim kalim. There's no me'ilah. If you deny the pikadon, you have to pay, and if it's mezikin, you have to pay. Bechor is a whole different kachim kalim. Bechor, Hashem made that into a kachim kalim the minute it's born. I wasn't talking about those kind of bechors. I wasn't talking about those kind of kachim kalim. I was talking about kachim kalim you do on your own, not mishulchan gavoa. Therefore, Ravina had to come along and give an answer. No, the distinction is chutz la'aretz, and Rabbi Yossi HaGalili's shita still stands. I know that was very hard at the end over here. Everybody have a very good Shabbos, and we'll pick up tomorrow.